Would you join me in attitude of prayer, followed by the Lord's Prayer. Gracious and loving God, we thank you for so many things, and so many things we just don't pay attention to or really don't know. But Father, this is a big world, and there's a lot of people in it all around the world, Lord. And we want to lift up all of your creation, Lord, because your creation is hurting right now by different things, either weather or intentional things with wars and rumors of war. The good news is, though, we have the Prince of Peace. He's returning sometime soon. We don't know when, but we know that Jesus is the only one that can straighten this thing out and to bring your kingdom on earth back to its original state. So we have hope. We have hope that if we don't make it to Jesus' return, that we go home to be with you, either way we win. And we thank you for that hope, and we thank you for the blessed assurance that Jesus has given to us. And I don't know how we could ever go through life without the blessed hope. And we thank you for the prayer that Jesus taught to his disciples as we pray the prayer together. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.